Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. About 5 years ago, if you mentioned hard cider in Vermont in the U.S., you were pretty much talking about woodchuck. Now the industry has exploded, and there's a lot more going on in the state. Melissa Passanen, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, is here to tell us about what's up in the hard cider world. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Rick.
Now, it certainly feels like there's been a hard cider explosion. Is that really what's happening?
Yes, it is. You know, obviously, it's an explosion off of a very small base. So, the national numbers are double-digit growth over the last several years. And last I checked, almost 100% growth versus a year ago. A lot of that growth is due to huge brands or very big national brands like Boston Beer Company entering the segment because they see growth with the brands like Angry Orchard and Woodchuck. And they did open a new cidery in the fall in Vermont. So there's definitely expansion going on at that level. But the thing that I spent more time looking into, of course, were all the small, sort of the craft beer equivalent of ciders. They'd say probably more traditional types of cider, more looking at what the European small cideries have done successfully. And there are about 15 now in Vermont, although that number may be slightly out of date because, gosh, I think it changes weekly. But you've got everyone from people like Champlain Orchards, who are known for their apples, doing their own cider. So sort of the Farmstead cheese equivalent of Farmstead cider. So I have a can of that right here. I'll just pop open and we'll have a sip. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it? I'm going to hand it to you while I keep talking briefly there, Rick. To folks like Stowe Cider, another new cidery that I visited for the story, and Citizen Cider, who have a pretty high profile now, and then another one, Shaxbury, that I spent a lot of time with. They're out of the Middlebury area. So a lot of small, interesting, again, sort of following the craft beer model, people really getting into doing it in a very artisanal way.
Boy, that was nice and crisp.
Yes, I think.
Really refreshing.
And I have to say, it would actually be good to know, and I didn't get into this, what is the difference between the can? I know that we all know, I think we've learned from Hetty Topper, the difference between drinking a beer out of a can and a bottle. I have seen an increase in the number of canned ciders, and that's why I brought that Champlain Orchards one. But it definitely does have a different feel and taste.
Yeah, sure. Does. Now, this was a drink that was popular with Vermonters back in the 1800s, and then that kind of ebbed. So why this resurgence now?
So it was one of the original sort of homemade alcohols. And Prohibition obviously killed sort of all sorts of alcohol traditions, but apparently hit cider particularly hard because one of the things they did was they cut down all the cider trees in a lot of parts of the country. So the resurgence has, I think, a lot to do with sort of everyone's love of all things craft and retro. And it is something you can fairly easily do in your home basement. And one of the cider makers I talked with, Stefan Windler of Stowe Cider, said to me he thinks it's just because they're pretty straightforward. They are pure and natural. Most of the ingredients are just apples and yeast. And there you have it. And people are looking for things like that that are very straightforward and pure.
Well, take us to Stowe Cider. What's going on there?
Stefan is originally from New Hampshire, actually, moved up to Vermont to work and start Stowe Cider. He, interestingly enough, was first exposed to hard cider by going to school down in Virginia, home of Thomas Jefferson, as we all know, who had a strong interest in cider. So he is making his flagship farmhouse cider is a very dry style, unfiltered, which is what a lot of these newer European style ciders are, very different than what my friend Ben Watson, who is an author and cider expert in New Hampshire, calls the more aptly wine cooler stuff that a lot of the big national companies are marketing.
You have to remember that hard cider is indeed an apple wine.
Yes. And as Ben says, when people say, but it doesn't taste like apple, he says to them, well, does wine taste like grapes?
Good point. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about hard cider made here in Vermont. Melissa, Shaxbury Cider in Shoreham is doing something interesting with a local orchard regarding planting. So tell us about that.
Shaxbury is a really interesting little company. It was launched in 2013 by two, actually, Middlebury grads who didn't know each other in Middlebury, Colin Davis and David Dalgano. And so their goal is also to make a European-style cider. And in fact, they are importing base from Spain's Basque region and Herefordshire in England, two areas famous in Europe for great ciders. So they really, really want to make cider with traditional cider apples. For those who don't know the difference, most cider apples, you would not pick off a tree and take a bite and go, yum. They would be really tannic. They would be very tart. They might be so hard they'd almost crack your teeth. They are not made to be eaten off of a tree, but they are made to add layers of complexity to a beverage once the fermentation process is through. So I visited with Colin and David and Barney Hodges at Sunrise Orchards, which is in Cornwall, is a very big commercial wholesale apple grower. They don't do any pick your own or anything like that. And Barney is working with them to grow cider apples. So that is a new opportunity for him. There actually is recognition that this might be an opportunity for other Vermont apple orchards. University of Vermont has a USDA grant to look into that, which is very cool. And a lot of them, I have to give credit to Steve Wood, who's just over the border, Poverty Lane Orchard, Farnham Hill Ciders in Lebanon, New Hampshire. For years, he has been a leader in cultivating, growing cider apples, making his own very, very highly regarded cider, and sharing that knowledge very generously with cider makers and apple orchardists around the country.
And the guys from Shaxbury are doing something called the Lost Apple Project. So tell us what that's all about.
So that's become another thing that people are really into. So whether you call them wild, or I tend to call them feral, because these are apple trees that were domesticated at one point usually and have escaped basically, and nobody's tending to them. But they still often bear fruit. You have no idea what that fruit really is going to taste like. So their goal was to go out and collect fruit growing on these wild lost apple trees and create a vintage of cider out of that. And that's the one that they're currently making that uses Vermont-grown apples. They call it the 1840 vintage, and it actually just won a quite prestigious Good Food Award. So they're very proud of that and are continuing to do that. We'll expand that for the next year.
Melissa Passanen writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks again for joining us this morning at the VPR Cafe.
My pleasure. Now hand me back that cider.
There you go.